Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records number 1278, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more, on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone, and by everyone from Aronson to Zerky. On this week's show, we'll do some spelling and counting, celebrate Hoke Rice's birthday, bask in the glow, and have yet another episode of One Thing in Common. A few months ago, I decided I would number all my shows sequentially and announce the show number in the opening. You know, like Rich used to do. But I had already recorded over 1,000 shows. Way fewer than Rich, but counting them still proved to be more complicated than you might think. Apparently, so has keeping the show numbers correct, and I inadvertently skipped a number in the sequence a few weeks ago. I announced the December 15th show as number 1,275, but it was actually 1,274, and that carried through to last week when it was brought to my attention. Okay, let's face it, I can't count. Tonight's show is in fact number 1,278, so for this segment we're going to do some remedial arithmetic. Here's Fats.
Difference what you say, a bit of opera, a bit of swing, make it sweet or make it bounce. Tally, yaw, 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 yaw. It's the tune that counts. Sing anything that you enjoy, a rink tanky, a hoy, 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 sing it sweet, yes, or make it bounce. Tally, hearty, 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 it's the tune that counts. Some folks say this kind of singing is sappy. They might be right in the way. But any kind of singing that makes you happy, it's okay to ha-ha, to ha-ha, to ha-ha, so ha. Forget the lyrics when you sing. Rack-a-sack-a, or anything, make it sweet, 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 or make it bounce. Totally hoy, 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 it's the tune that counts, yeah. Forget the lyrics when you sing. Furakasaki or anything, make it sweet or make it bounce. Charlie, hoy, 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 it's the tune that counts. It's the tune. It's the tune. It's the tune. Farley, hearty, hearty, it's the tune that counts. Blue top of woody. Thank you.
Some good advice from Victor Sylvester and his orchestra. Don't count your chickens before they hatch, written by Leon René. That's from Parlophone F-814, recorded June 2, 1937. Before that, Sam Lennon's Arcadians were Counting the Days on Pathé 36071 from March 4, 1924. Counting the Days was written by Earl Burnett and Jess Kirkpatrick. This was an instrumental, but there are words written by Harry David Kerr. And since it's the music that counts and not the show numbers, we started this counting segment with It's the Tune That Counts, written by Don Ray and Jan Sevet. Fats Waller and His Rhythm on Bluebird B-10393, August 10th, 1939. I'm Glenn Robison, and you and I are listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. Back in June of last year, I mentioned Hoke Rice in connection with a song by the Quillian Brothers. Well, last week, January 8th, marked the birth in 1909 in New Holland, Georgia, of guitarist, banjoist, vocalist, and songwriter Hoke Spencer Rice to Arthur Adam Rice and Laura Della Adams. An article in the Shreveport Journal says that Rice entertained listeners on the radio as far back as 1925 with his own compositions, which led to personal appearances in theaters and nightclubs across the country. Rice's 1940 draft registration card shows his employer as radio station KWKH, Shreveport, and he was later heard over the NBC Red Network, originating from KTBS, Shreveport. Along with his brother Paul, they formed the Rice Brothers Gang, but other groups included Hoke Rice and his Capitol String Band and Hoke Rice and his Hokey Pokey Boys. He also performed under the pseudonyms Chester Maines, Duke Land, and Lee Landon. Rice married Jean Gloria Kilgore on May 24, 1941, and just 2 days after their first daughter Rebecca was born, he was drafted and served as a cook in the officers' mess with the 9th Air Service Command Advanced Depot in England. Following the war, he went into sales and, at the time of the 1950 census, was a district manager for the Kelvinator Corporation. Hoke Rice died May 26, 1974, in Shreveport, Louisiana, and is buried in Forest Park Cemetery. He supposedly made over 200 recordings, including these.
Back to that country shack. I know I'm not gonna ride. I'm gonna do that brown mule slide. I don't mind walking to the town where I'm going to settle down. Below the Dixie line on the Mason side. Slide, mule, slide. There's a lot of things I wanna see. A brook, a spring, and an old apple tree. School teacher that took my knife, a bullet that licked me in an inch of my life. Now all these things I'm gonna square, I'm gonna show 'em how to do a dare. But there's one thing I'm missing, why? The brown mule slide. Listen to that new slide. I can hear him just as easy. I
somebody hold that news.
Making haste,
just look at us, we're going to weigh all you do something. And the time to go. I got to park in the bench and the bench in the park and all. Other parents are making hay. So look at us, we're going to wait. All do something.
There's a catchy little country arrangement of Do Something, written by Sam H. Stepped and Bud Green for the 1929 Paramount picture Nothing But the Truth, where it's sung by Helen Kane, whose photograph is on the sheet music. We heard it by the Rice Brothers Gang, recording in Charlotte, North Carolina on June 15, 1938, from Decca 5650. The harmonica was played by Warren Sykes, who is on just about every Hoke Rice record there is, but apparently not on any others. Before Do Something was Hoke Rice with the Old Concert Hall in the Bowery. I don't know who wrote it, maybe Hoke Rice, but he recorded it around April of 1929 in Long Island City, New York, issued on QRS 78 number R.9038. Hoke Rice and his Hokey Pokey Boys started things off with Brown Mule Slide. That's from Brunswick's Dixie series, number 416, recorded in Atlanta, Georgia, on March 18, 1930. On mandolin, William Archer Chumbler, who, like Warren Sykes, is on many of Rice's records, but played auto harp with the Chumbler family, who recorded six gospel songs for Columbia in Atlanta in 1929. In a segment several weeks ago about laws, I mentioned light pollution or light trespass and laws against unnecessary glowing. Well, here is some absolutely necessary glowing, starting off with Art Tatum.
Thank you.
of a love that's lost. Afterglow as pale as the wintry frost. Long ago our love was a fountain of fire. You filled my soul with one desire. Afterglow, no longer my heart will dance. Burning low, the embers of our romance. Still I know those embers would burst into flame if you but called my name.
Tatum recorded Moonglow at least four times, in 1955, in 1944 with his trio, in 1940, and the recording we heard from August 22, 1934, on Decca 155A. Moonglow was written by Will Hudson, Irving Mills, and Eddie DeLange. After Moonglow was Afterglow, written by Al Stillman, Phil Levant, and Buck Ram. Now, there's a porno name if ever I heard one, Buck Ram. Anyway, that was Paul Whiteman and his orchestra with the vocal by Jimmy Brierly. Afterglow was recorded June 26, 1936, and issued on Victor 25356. We finished up with Ma, He's Making Eyes at Me. Con Conrad wrote the tune, and there are words, written by Sidney Clare. The pianist was Ernest L. Stevens, recording for Edison on February 14, 1929. All four takes from that session were issued on Diamond Disc 50929. So, what does Ma have to do with glowing? Well, that was a medley introducing the tune, Glow Little Lantern of Love, written by Fred Fisher. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. This and all of our previous shows are also available 24/7, on demand, anytime at all, online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. It's time once again for another episode of One Thing in Common. Well, some people like this feature of the program, where we play three rapidly rotating records which seemingly have nothing whatsoever to do with each other, yet have one thing in common. We heard Art Tatum in the last segment, but here he is again. Thank you.
pie, baby. Will you save your love for me? Sweetie pie, now don't you cry, just say bye-bye. Bye-bye, baby. Got a little kiss for me? Hug me nice and kiss me twice and say bye-bye. I'm gonna send a letter telling you where I am, dear. And then when things get better, I'm gonna send a telegram, dear. Bye-bye, baby. I'll be lonely as can be. Sweetie pie, now don't you cry. Oh, my, my, baby, say bye-bye.
Dear friends, you're about to receive on John Barleycorn, Nicotine, and the Temptations of Eve.
Okay, that's it. It was so good.
Oh, once I was happy and had a good wife. I had enough money to last me for life. I met with a gal and we went on a spree. She taught me to smoke and drink whiskey,
cigarettes and whiskey and wild, wild women. And drive you crazy, they'll drive you insane. Cigarettes and whiskey and wild, wild women. They'll drive you crazy, they'll drive you insane.
Hey, sing Temptation, will you?
Please. Cigarettes is a blot on the whole human race. A man is a monkey with one in his face. Here's my definition, believe me, dear brother. A fire on one end, a fool on the t'other.
Cigarettes and whiskey and wild, wild women.
Friend, somebody get that bum out of here. Brother, repent or they'll write on your grave. Two women in whiskey, here lies a poor slave. Take warning, dear stranger, take warning, dear friend. They'll write in big letters these words at the end.
Cigarettes and whiskey and wild, wild women. They'll drive you crazy, they'll drive you insane.
Temptation. Hold it, brethren. My friend, I'm afraid you're in the wrong place. We don't sing that kind of music here.
Okay, then show us your muscles.
Normally we try to stick to our 20s and 30s time frame, and I certainly could have played a Red Ingle record from the 30s. But why do that when I could play Cigarettes, Whiskey, and Wild Wild Women, written by Tim Spencer, and performed there by Red Ingle and the Natural Seven, described on the label of Capitol 15045 as outdoor chamber music. That was recorded in Hollywood on December 5, 1947. The vocal credit goes to Red Ingle and the Might and Main Street Choral Society. Before that, Bye Bye Baby, written by Lou Handman and Walter Hirsch. Ted Weems and his orchestra with Parker Gibbs taking the vocal honors on Decca 895, recorded August 8, 1936. Red Engel is included in the personnel of that recording, although that fact has nothing to do with the one thing in common. We started with another by Art Tatum, but again, that has nothing to do with the one thing in common. That was, of course, T for Two, written in 1924 by Vincent Humans, and introduced in the musical No No Nanette. I certainly hope Tatum was getting paid by the note when he recorded that on March 21, 1933. We heard the British pressing on Brunswick A9905. So, what do those three recordings have in common? Well, it's not the recordings, but the artists, Tatum, Gibbs, and Engel, that have the one thing in common. It's been mentioned about each of them in biographies and past shows, and that is that they all attended or graduated from Scott High School. Scott High School is a public high school located in the Old West End neighborhood of Toledo, Ohio. The current school building was erected in 1913 and is named after Jessup Wakeman Scott, editor of the Toledo Blade newspaper from 1844 to 1847. Listener Craig in Connecticut, whose father also went to Scott High, pointed out that although he falls outside our 20s and 30s time period, John Hendricks of Lambert, Hendricks, and Ross fame also went to Scott High. And thanks for playing One Thing in Common. We established in the first segment of the show that I can't count. Apparently, neither can I spell. I misspelled the address in the playlist email for the December 22nd show, but I was soon made aware of the error and corrected it, so the playlist went out. The mistake does, however, provide the opportunity for this set of rapidly rotating records about spelling.
Schoolhouse where the dogs used to go. There lived a little doggy by the name of Ragtime Joe. One day the teacher called the class to spell one kind of bird. That sort of bird was chicken. Well, it could not spell the word. Teacher called on Ragtime Joe to spell that word to them. He didn't hesitate a bit. This the way that he began. C is the way to begin. H is the next letter in. I, that am the third, and C is the season of the word. J, I'm a fitting in. E, I'm near the end. C, H, I, C, K, N, that am the way to spell chicken. Parson Johnson gave a concert in the old church house one night. He hired himself some talent who could sing and recite. So when the curtain was drawn, everything went wrong, you know. Until one donkey loudly yelled, yes, if I'm Ragtime Joe. He sang a ragtime yukon song that didn't take so well. He said, I wanna cross on that, so I guess I'll have to spell. And then he told the audience, he composed that chicken song. And when he spells that word to them, he takes the house by storm. C is the way to begin. H is the next letter in. I, that am third. And C is the season of the word. K, am the fitting in. E, am near the end. C, H, I, C, K, N, that am the way to spell chicken. H is the next letter in. I've been in the city and seen the world. Jim, I've been in, I'm dead in. See, just in case, that ain't the way to feel she can.
Different kinds of songs arise. Some are foolish, some are wise. Where they come from, there's no telling. Once we had a spell of spelling. Constantinople, Tennessee, Mississippi, you'll agree, each had songs about them written, where as usual was Great Britain. Here are chances ample. What about a Scotch example?
E-double-C-N-L-E, curd onions by the wee. Here is another bit of Mary again, just F-E-C-H-A-N. In Dumfries, E and two C's and L-E-F I reckon. Spells we E-C-H-A-N, the tune of Echel Fechen.
The what?
The tune of Echel Fechen.
Should you find the Scotch one fails, try a spelling song from Wales. A-B-E-R-Y-S, here's a Welsh one, look you, yes. T-W-Y-T-H, now never, say that you can't spell this whatever. Ella Redford, at a Stepford, always heads her list with A-B-E-R-Y, etc., which spells aberrist with.
There's this place. But maybe Ireland you prefer, doubling the chances, as it were. C-O-R-N, go bra, Irish people near and far. Spell this piece and then begar, leave the rest until tomorrow. Now begin, C-O-R, what then bad cess to all this talk? Take one of the K's from all Kilkenny, and be jabers, you've spelled C-O-R-K, cork.
Ah, you've spelled it.
Well, would you like me to draw it?
Finally, we might as well return to England for a spell. W-I, don't ask why, you'll see the reason by and by. N-A-G describes a horse, spell it backwards and of course you have then. G-A-N, teach your tiny tots that W-I-G-A-N spells one of England's beauty spots.
Wigan.
C-O-N-S-T-A-N-T-I-N-O-P-L-E. Show your pluck, now try your luck and sing it loud with me. Constantinople, C-O-N-S-T-A-N-T-I-N-O-P-L-E. Thank you.
I've apparently played Constantinople, or more correctly, Constantinople, only twice before in the show, both times by Paul Whiteman and his orchestra. There were at least six other recordings of it, including the one we just heard by the Badgers, with the vocalist credited on Broadway 1176 as Ray Wynn, but you probably recognize the voice as that of Irving Kaufman. Constantinople was written by Harry Carleton, and that recording was made May 24, 1928. Before the Badgers were Flotsam and Jetsam. No, not Marine Debris, or the 1980s thrash metal band from Phoenix, Arizona, but the Anglo-Australian musical comedy duo of the 1920s and 30s with the British spelling song titled A British Spelling Song, recorded March 17, 1930. Mr. Flotsam's real name was Bentley Collingwood Hilliam, and Mr. Jetsam was Malcolm McEachern. Hilliam wrote most of their songs, played the piano, and sang in a high tenor voice, whereas McEachern had a rich, deep bass voice. The pair first met in 1919, and again in 1926, when they worked up an act, but their stage names of Mr. Flotsam and Mr. Jetsam were inspired by the vaudeville duo of Ed Gallagher and Al Sheen, who gained fame as Mr. Gallagher and Mr. Sheen. Fun fact, flotsam and jetsam are very specific maritime legal terms. Flotsam is defined as debris in the water which was not deliberately thrown overboard, caused, for example, by a shipwreck or accident. Jetsam, on the other hand, is debris deliberately thrown overboard by the crew of a ship in distress, usually to lighten the ship's load. Flotsam may be claimed by the original owner, whereas jetsam may be claimed as the property of whoever discovers it. We started this spelling set with C-H-I-C-K-E-N spells chicken. The label of Conqueror 7257, recorded November 26, 1927, credits Rogers and Pickett, in fact Kirk McGee and Blythe Poteet. Kirk McGee also recorded the song with his brother Sam as the McGee Brothers, longtime stars of the Grand Ole Opry. I'm Glenn Robison, longtime star of Rapidly Rotating Records, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour with me. If you had half as much fun as I did listening to these Rapidly Rotating Records, then I had twice as much fun as you. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.